everyone. In this episode, we're talking about Game of Thrones Season 7. We know when it's going to start, and we're learning a little bit about the last season, too.
And the first season of Feud just started. I watched it. I will give my 2 cents about it. But we're also learning more about Season 2 and what feud will be at the center of the next season.
And our obsession with Riverdale continues. We'll talk about, you know, what's happening and why we love it so much. This is A Gallon of Gay.
All right, welcome to episode 116 of A Gallon of Gay. We are the pop culture connoisseurs. I am Mick.
And I am Kitty. Thank you for joining us.
All right, so I just got back from a beach vacation for the last week.
I called you she, I'm sorry.
You did, thank you. Well, some people think I'm the gal, and you're the gay, so it just kind of works out. You've really now confused them considerably. Well, that's all right. They'll figure it out. So anyway, I'm dealing with welcoming, and it snowed just in time for me to
exactly.
get back, so I really
So let me
don't
tell you,
appreciate
we live
it.
In Kansas City, Missouri. And this area has a lot of crazy weather. So the week he was gone, we pretty much had every 4 seasons. We had Monday, we had a round of severe weather and tornadoes in several different communities in the area. Then it was sunny and 70 up until about Friday. Then it got cold. And then Saturday it snowed 1 or 2 inches here. And now it's cold again as we ahead into spring. Spring, I think, especially happening next weekend, maybe the 20th is right. So anyway. We had no snow, absolutely no snow in February.
Yeah.
None. It was nice.
I knew
and warm,
this was
going to
happen.
And then bam.
Yeah. I knew it was going to happen.
Luckily, it didn't stick around too long, but still, it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you all missed a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did watch quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
On the plane ride down there. And
good.
And I got caught up on some reading.
Mm-hmm.
I actually picked up in the grocery store. You've been in Cancun in our resort that we go every year. The Prince Lestat, the Anne Rice novel, the newest novel.
Oh, wow.
I think it was from 2014 or 15. And I've read Interview with the Vampire.
I've read Lestat.
I really do enjoy her writing.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the story. And it's good.
Is it good?
It's very good. And
really?
I got through like 200 pages.
Are they doing a movie?
They should.
They should, yeah.
Yeah, they should.
I tell you, Interview with the Vampire is still one of my favorite movies
Mine
of
too.
All times. It's so good.
And Kirsten Dunst is a
little
girl.
I know. Kirsten Dunst is great. I mean, everybody's great. I just love that movie. It's
mm-hmm.
so good. So, yeah, it still holds up 20-something years later.
I know.
Yeah.
And just the relationship between Lestat and Louis.
Uh-huh.
And it's just...
Yeah.
Oh,
and that was
so
like
good.
Prime Brad Pitt when he was, you know, that's Legends of the Fall also came out.
Well, and Tom Cruise too.
Tom Cruise too,
like,
yeah.
Out of nowhere that he took that role. And I'm really surprised because in the books, Louis and Lestat are lovers.
Right, yeah.
So, it's really good. So highly recommended. I am still reading it. So as you know, that is an accomplishment.
Right,
for
I
me.
Know.
And a paperback.
I know. Wow.
Not on my phone.
And I'm sure it's a long book. Yeah.
It is. It's about a little more than 500 pages. So I'm almost halfway through.
You know, I read Interview with Vampire in high school, so it's been a long
time. Oh, you did?
Time. Yeah.
For class?
No.
Or just when
a,
you were in high school?
Okay. Yeah, just when I was a teenager. So it's been a long time since I read it, but I think I still have the book somewhere. So. I should read it. I do like my vampire novels.
You do. Absolutely. Your Sookie and
That's right.
Bill novels.
Yes, those are good. So.
Yeah. Charlene Harris. Yeah. So I read that.
Mm-hmm.
What did I watch? I watched a lot of BoJack Horseman.
Okay.
I finished the series of Unfortunate Events, the
second
one. So
good.
It's
yeah,
so
I know.
Good.
I need to go back and finish
it's
it.
So the acting is phenomenal. Neil Patrick Harris obviously is. I mean, he's great.
Yeah.
In it, but it's the kids. It's also the supporting cast that's so good. Alfred Woodard shows up. Kathleen O'Hara show. I mean, it's so good.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to the next season, and I actually need to pay attention to see if. When Netflix announced,
I didn't really watch anything other than HGTV this week. It was a really busy, stressful week, and I really just, I don't know. I just really didn't feel like watching anything that I needed to pay attention to, you know?
And there were some shows that came out. Still haven't watched Big Little Lies.
No, I know. I haven't watched that.
I watched the first episode. Good. And I watched the first episode of Feud when I got back. I'll talk about that in a little bit. I think Ryan Murphy, I think he needs to get away from American Horror Story or give it over to someone else.
That's good. Yeah. Is it filming? Is it taping?
It was, and then it just stopped. God. Oh, now it's back. So now we're back. Okay.
We are back?
We are
back. Okay.
I'll also have to cut that. So I watched more than you did.
I know. It was a really, just crazy busy week all week.
So you just needed some HGTV.
Right. I just needed to zone out and not pay attention to anything. So that's what HGTV is for.
So. Okay. So what show? Any particular show?
Property Brothers. I'm really liking Property Brothers. Mm-hmm. And Fixer
Upper. They're coming to Kansas City in just a couple weeks.
I love them. And Fixer Upper when it's on. Fixer Upper, Property Brothers, and House Hunters are probably my favorites. So that's really it.
Flip and Flop?
I don't really like Flip and Flop.
Have you read? I mean, obviously they're going through a divorce.
I know they're divorcing, but I don't know anything about their
But there
lives.
Are like several spinoffs. There are going to be several spinoffs of Flip or Flop.
Well, I know there's one, and they've been advertising Flip or Flop Las Vegas, but it's not them.
Right.
It's a different, different couple. But, yeah. Yeah, I'm not really into the Flip or Flop. But, anyway.
Yeah. Also, Property Brothers always good.
I love Property Brothers. Yeah, I am way behind on the times. Like, I just recently got an HGTV. I really like them, Drew and Scott. I want them to, if I ever have a house, I want them to redo it for me.
Well, you better interview them in the next couple of weeks while they're in Kansas City. Get them before they leave.
Right.
I'm trying to use my connections to get an interview.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we'll
Please.
See. We will
I'll
see.
Be your field producer.
And then we will have them on the podcast.
Yes.
And they really won't know it.
They won't
I'll just
know
use it,
it
as
right.
my TV
it's
interview.
Right.
But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
We have limited time because we are watching The Walking Dead
that's right,
tonight.
We do. Yeah.
So why don't we get into some TV?
All right. Let's talk about Game of Thrones. We know now when it's going to premiere for season 7. It's premiering July 16th, which is, we knew they had to push back the start date because of the winter where they film wasn't really much of a winter. And now the winter's arrived in Westeros. Anyway, they had to wait. So they pushed it back to July 16th, excuse me. And so, I'm looking really excited about it.
Now, what did you think about the stunt, the ice block stunt of them revealing the premiere date? A lot of people were pissed off about it.
Why?
Well, it just took forever.
Oh.
Because it was just like, it should have been something that would take a couple minutes. Because basically, if you didn't see it, what they were doing is there was a big block of ice surrounding the premiere date. And then you were able to, on Twitter and other social media, that if you engaged with it, then it would shoot fire on the block of ice to reveal it. And it took longer than people were hoping. That it should only take a few minutes, but it took a lot longer.
Yeah, well, that's true. it didn't bother me, so, yeah. I wasn't really paying attention to that anyway, so,
right.
Yeah.
What I was paying more attention to was how many episodes are left.
Yeah.
So season 7 will be 7 episodes. Season 8, though, will only be 6. I mean, I know we're toward the end, but it really surprises me with all of the characters. And obviously, they're coming together.
Do you think
these
are going to be longer episodes?
I would think so.
I would think at least some of them are going to be longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would think.
So short.
Well, I like that, too. I mean, hopefully this will move the story along faster. Like, we were not going to have any filler episodes, So I think that's what I'm hoping for. So there'll probably be a lot more action in these seasons, too. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, it is pretty exciting that it will be, start July, the middle of July, it will be over by the 1st of August, basically.
Yeah, you're right.
Or no, it won't. Wait. September.
September, you're right, yeah.
August.
I don't know.
So it'll be over by Labor Day.
You're right.
That's quick.
That is quick. Well, they just, we just better hope that they're good seasons, which I have no doubt that they will be.
Well, I feel like it's just the seasons have only gotten better since they are not tied to George R. R. Martin's books. And I'm really surprised that, and maybe it'll still happen, that the next book will come out around the same time as the new season, even though it won't be, it probably won't cover the new season. But yeah, it'll still be interesting to see where it goes, who survives season seven.
Mm. I know. I feel like we're probably gonna lose a lot of people. I mean, before the end of the series. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it'll be interesting. I don't know. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Me too.
We'll have to have a big watch party.
Okay, so what did you I know what you thought. I don't know why I'm asking you this, but did you see that Netflix is in preliminary talks right now for more Gilmore Girls?
Yes. I do think we need more.
Of course.
The way it ended, I would like to see more. So I don't want to give the ending away for those who haven't seen the revival. But yeah, I mean, I think they could do two or three more revivals and people would still watch it. I mean, there's still so much they can do. And there were some things they did with Rory's character I didn't love in the revival. But, I'm down for more. Please. Please do more, Netflix.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now we just need more series like this can come back and do a few episodes.
Right.
Obviously, we know that Will and Grace, they're already starting.
Yeah.
On these episodes. And I think the one they just tweeted out last week, pictures that they spent, I think it was last weekend, filming some of the episodes. They posted all over Instagram, all four of them. Like, you know that the four of them really like each other.
Yes. And they're still friends, you know, like, exactly. And I think they all really enjoy those characters. It definitely looks like. And I love that Karen... Megan Mullally, she has her Karen hair back.
I know.
Grace has her hair back, and I'm very excited for this. So, again, I just wish you could stream the past season somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
I'm surprised maybe they'll do it when it's closer to it being released. It's supposed to air end of this year, beginning of next. So obviously it'll be for the new season. There will only be 10 episodes.
Yeah.
But I think it's time. I think it's time for this one to come back.
Yeah.
That the 10-minute episode they did for the election, I thought was brilliant. I thought it was so good.
Yeah.
It was exactly, I think, what we needed to see from a revival. So there's a reason for it to come back for however many episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to Will and Grace.
Me too. Absolutely.
And while the actors are still interested in doing it.
Yeah,
because we're never going to see a Friends one. Never.
Never. No.
Never.
No. Sorry, people. I don't really ever think that's going to happen. So, So I'm very looking forward to that one.
So you didn't even watch Riverdale this week, huh?
No. I told you. I don't. Because they don't have CW shows on Hulu anymore, it's very hard for me to be able to watch them. Like, I have to... either watch it on, I hate watching it on my phone, I will last resort, or I have to watch it on my laptop, doesn't even let me sometimes. Anyway, it's a chore. So, so I just haven't gotten around
you
to watching it.
You could just watch it live.
I know.
That's so 2002.
Right, what is this? 2003? What? I know, I could just watch it live, but you know.
Yeah, you could.
Again, it's just sometimes I'm just not in the headspace to watch something to pay attention to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was definitely the case this week, and I think I worked late anyway Thursday. So anyway, but I haven't watched the last episode, but I love Riverdale. I do too, and I tell everybody I know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's
I really
very good.
Enjoy it, and it's great. The cold open this week, I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but there's kind of a flashback sort of to like the old Archie comics.
Oh, really?
So they're all dressed.
Oh, I saw a picture of them dressed that way, and I thought it was probably just a promo thing, but that's fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was fun. It's just the cold open, but
I really enjoyed it.
And it
cast.
Really does sort of fit.
That's cool.
In with what they were doing for the show. So it's good. Anyway, but Riverdale has been granted season 2 by the CW. I know that the ratings haven't been there, that haven't been that great, but again, it's still on the CW, and they do a pretty good job of, if they know there's something there, that they will give the show a chance.
They do, and that's what I like about CW. Yeah, mm-hmm. They do let their shows breathe a little bit, you know, and don't yank them immediately. So mm-hmm. that's good. Yeah.
And Riverdale is already the 8th CW series to score an early pickup for next season, so that's good. We have Arrow, The Flash, Supergirl, DC's Legends of Tomorrow, Supernatural, your favorite mm-hmm, show, mm-hmm. Jane the Virgin, and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
So, and Riverdale ranks number 2 rating-wise behind Supernatural as their non-superhero show because mm-hmm. most of their shows are superhero themed. Yeah. So that's interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I think it's good. It's like a nice, it's just like a fun, like, murder mystery kind of thing. I don't know. Yeah. It's just really good.
And all the characters are so different and unique, and you kind of care about a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see where they go with who ends up being Jason Blum's killer.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think it can be a minor character. No. I don't think it's going to be one of the Pussycats.
No.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. I think they're heavily leaning, at least the last episode, that it's Betty's
sister, Polly.
Sister, or their parents had something to do with it.
I think it's going to be a parent. I think it's going to be a parent, ship them off. So I don't know which parent. Maybe it was one of his own parents.
Maybe. I don't know. Be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'll be an interesting conclusion.
So. But it's not going to be someone who comes out of the woodwork at the last
minute. Right, exactly. Kind of somebody who's already...
So, but I did like this latest episode, so go back, watch it.
I will.
Another show that I watched this
Thank
week.
Thank you for not bringing up my crush on Jughead.
You did it yourself.
I know, it's funny. Never mind, I have a crush on Jughead.
Well, and it's funny because there's a scene this episode that I was like, oh, this is where her crush came from because he's in the shower.
Well, that's not, no.
So see, now maybe it'll get you to watch.
Maybe it will. You're right. I feel so, like, he's like 24 years old. And I'm like, that's the kid from Big Daddy. Like, I feel like icky about it, but he's pretty hot. I don't know. He's pretty hot.
Huh.
Just look at his Instagram account. I'm telling you.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about him.
Huh.
I find him attractive.
He's the least attractive.
Right. I don't know.
He's got a fucking hat.
Just something. He's very, I don't know. I think it's a, he's very like artistic or sensitive. I don't know. And he's dark. He's got dark hair. And that was very much what I was into when I was in my late teens and early 20s. And I think it's just a nostalgia thing. Like I told you, if I was 10 years younger, I would be obsessed with him. So, oh God. Shut up, Siri. Why are you listening to that?
Your phone is always listening. Did you not know that?
I know it is.
It is always listening. Anyway. Google is always listening as well. We could do a podcast on that.
Anyway.
So another show that I watched this week, which you haven't watched, is Feud.
Yeah.
With Jessica Lange as Joan Crawford and Susan Sarandon as Betty Davis. I will say that the first episode is a little slow, but it's so nice that Jessica Lange is back in a TV show. The acting is great. Two of them have really, really good chemistry. And I love shows where it gives you kind of behind the scenes of movies. Like, I've never seen what happened to Baby Jane,
but
I want to watch it now. And the fact, just giving you the behind the scenes of how movies actually work and the politics. And
my question is how true is all of this?
I don't know.
Feud? Is this based on a book or rumors, or what is it based on?
I think it's based off of a book.
Yeah,
but also their lives weren't very private. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah.
Back then, they didn't have Twitter and social mm-hmm. media, so they would do a lot of things out in public where the reporters were right there, the cameras were right there. They caught a lot of it. But also, there are reporters where they'll wine and dine them and try and get stuff out of them, so I think it's based on stuff like that.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
It's really good.
Yeah.
But we already know Feud has been picked up for season 2, and this is another one of, just kind of like American Horror Story, it's different each season. So mm-hmm. next season, we're going from Hollywood royalty to the real thing.
To actual royalty.
So it's going to focus on Prince Charles and Princess Diana.
Yeah. This one's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't say that I remember a lot about their sort of divorce and whatnot, you know, so I don't really know exactly what happened there. You know, and I think it's interesting. I wonder how it's going to play out. Are they going to get to the, are they going to mention her death at all? But this is...
I would say probably.
Probably?
I would say probably, because it's still continued. It's so sad. But man, their relationship.
Yeah.
Even from the beginning, like, she was a princess, and, like, so many people hold her in such high regard.
Right.
It's going to be touchy, but.
I know.
But I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be.
It'll be interesting. It's going
to be good.
Yeah.
Okay, so other, just some quick mentions while we wrap up here. Casey Wilson, she was actually just on this last episode of Black-ish.
Was she?
That aired this week.
I love she her was a so doll, much.
She was a doll owner. A doll store owner.
Oh.
There we go. That's what I was looking for. And just so funny. I mean, obviously we love her from Happy Endings.
Yes.
And I think she can do no wrong. Well, anyway, she is teaming up with Busy Phillips for a Tina Fey produced comedy that will be on NBC. And it's called The Sackett Sisters. And so they'll both play sisters.
Yeah, two polar opposite estranged sisters. So.
And it's a single camera project. So it'll look like 30 Rock, basically.
Comedy produced by Tina Fey, starring Casey Wilson. I'm all over it.
Mm-hmm. So. And Busy Phillips. Yeah. I loved her from Cougar Town.
Yeah.
So that will probably air this fall.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
And it'll be on NBC. That's what it says. So, yeah, we'll see.
What else do we have? I think
we had one other thing. Oh, let's talk about Chris Hardwick getting a weekly show on AMC.
Yeah, so this is so he has his game show, The Wall, which I've watched and I do enjoy.
It is fun.
And he has his at midnight. And now, I mean, he has his podcast, Nerdist. You're wearing his shirt.
I am wearing the Nerdist shirt. The Nerdist shirt. Yes, yes.
But now he's getting this this show on AMC.
Yeah, so it's a live 1-hour talk show, and it's going to feature just interviews with a single guest or a cast from the world of pop culture. So pretty much it's going to be like a televised version of his podcast, which I love his podcast. So I'm actually looking forward to that. So. And I love Chris Hardwick. I really do. So I think that's interesting. And this is going to start Sunday, April 9th. So I think I'm trying to read this. So I think it's going to air the weeks that The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead aren't airing. So it'll be the off season, I think, from those two shows. It's Sunday night.
So he will not be taking a vacation for the rest
of
the year. Right.
So, yeah. And, like, the weeks that there are a Walking Dead or Fear the Walking Dead, it'll be a Talking Dead instead of his talk show. So, it's interesting. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where this guy finds the time to do anything because, I mean, I just don't understand. And he still tours and does stand-up. And I don't know how this guy.
And he's recently married.
Yeah, just recently married.
So he's a newlywed.
Yeah. I don't know how he does it. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to that.
But, obviously, it's the Talking Dead and all that stuff that basically gave him this platform
to
you know, it's rated really high. I mean, The Walking Dead is the number one show. Talking Dead is not far behind because of the guests and stuff like that. So anyway, and we just have a couple more weeks with The Walking Dead. I've kind of been on and off watching. We're gonna watch it tonight, and we'll tweet it out and all that good stuff. But I just, this season has been very disappointing.
Right, it has. It really has. And it makes me sad because I want to love The Walking Dead and I still stick with it. But it's been, especially, it's just, I don't know. There's so many things they're doing in this season that I'm just like, ugh. The Trash People storyline just kills me. I hate it. Oof. I hate everything about it. I hate those. I just hate it. So I will say this last episode, last week with, it was Rick and Michonne heavy, which is actually was a really good thing. It was nice to see them playfully together and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good moment. And but then they ruined it with the trash folks showing up. But so.
Oh really?
Yeah. Hmm. But no. It was last week's episode wasn't bad. So not entirely bad, I should say. So anyway. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It's It's like there are moments where I feel like, why do I watch this still? Why do I still watch this? And then, but I'm still just not ready to give it up entirely, I think. So.
And then maybe just for them just to get out of the season. Maybe that's what they need. Because we know the war is coming. Uh-huh. The end of whatever with Negan is coming to an end.
Yeah.
And where will they go from there? I just wish they would get farther away from the comics.
Yeah,
you know, the source material.
Yeah.
Mm, but I don't know. Carol's back. I mean, that's at least
Carol's
something
back.
Forward
yeah,
well, to.
Let's hope, yeah. I feel like Carol's going to die this season.
I think so, too.
I think she's going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she'll help bring down Negan.
Yeah,
and
exactly. And she'll die in the process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then that means we're only down to three original cast members. I don't know. I think that's going to be tough to sell, too.
I know. There's a lot of problems with Rosita this season, too. I don't really
Well, we know that Sasha, she's been cast in Star Trek.
Right, in Star Trek, so...
so
it's possible she's gone too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, real quick as we wrap up, DuckTales, the reboot on Disney. We've talked about it a few times. It's not even premiering till later this year. And it's already been picked up for season two.
Wow. They have a lot of faith in it.
Yeah, so they've released the first trailer. I will say it's really difficult to watch because you're expecting the old DuckTales.
I bet, yeah.
And with different voices.
Yeah.
And there's Donald Duck now, which he was, I don't think he was hardly ever in
the first one. I kind of remember him here and there, but I don't,
I don't think he was really part of it.
I'm thinking about it now. I'm like, I don't know if that was DuckTales or is that something else I watched.
Yeah, I think it was something else.
Yeah,
I don't think he was in it. But anyway, I mean, you know, great voices. But anyway, so it's premiering this summer and it's already been picked up for season two. So they obviously, they have a pretty good grasp of it's going to be a hit. And the thing is, like, that's just the thing. When they try and reboot something or whatever, if you were a fan of the first one, it's really kind of hard for you to kind of get into the new one when you have the old one stuck in your head and it's the nostalgia factor.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, okay, so that does it for us. But I will say real quick that if you would like to call us, we do have a number for you to call.
Oh God, what is our number?
I know. Our number
is
816. There we go. 816. That's a good start. We're doing this through Google Voice. So here's the thing. So basically you call in and you can leave us a message. And then what we do is then I try and figure out how to play that message on air.
816-237-8422. Okay. Again, 816-237-8422.
Awesome. And of course, we will always be available on our Facebook page, A Gal and a Gay, Pop Culture Connoisseurs. And on Twitter at A Gal and a Gay.
And if you want to email us, we're at agalandagay@gmail.com. So it's pretty easy to reach us if you want to reach out to us and let us know your thoughts about things or just give us feedback on the show. We'd love to hear it from you. So
Also, if you have anything on Star Wars, our next podcast will be all the latest Star Wars news because we're getting closer to the first trailer being released in April for Star Wars Celebration. And we're might be going to Planet or to Comic-Con in San Diego this summer. But we'll definitely be at Planet Comic-Con in Kansas City.
Yeah.
At
April 29th.
Oh, that's right. That's a busy weekend.
That's a busy weekend, yeah.
How can I forget? So anyway, and we're working on getting Casey Geek Girl on our podcast.
Yeah.
Which is all on you, Kitty.
I know.
I'll
get to it. Don't worry.
All right. I saw her on Instagram today. I almost reached out, but I'm like,
She's on Instagram? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to look for that.
Yep. Okay. You can direct message her that way.
I will.
It'd probably be an easy way to contact her.
I know, because I have her email somewhere, and I don't remember what it is. So
perfect.
It probably would be.
Perfect.
Anyway, so.
Well, guys, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Please remember to rate us on iTunes if you can remember.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you. Oh, yeah, there she is. Okay. Anyway, thanks for joining us. Until next time, bye.